two, please.
Item number two, Org Unit 1800, County Sales Tax Revenue.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. At the top...
Is your microphone on, sir?
I believe so.
You can bring it closer to you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. You will see one slight change to how we report sales tax at the top of the non-departmental revenue budget. In the past, we reported sales tax after we netted out allocations to capital improvements, whereas this year it is reported as the gross amount of sales tax that comes to the county, so it's a little easier to tell year over year how much we're getting. So if we go from $1 million to $3 million in sales tax allocations to capital, then you don't see that difference in that main table. So after 7 months this year of sales tax, it's tracking relatively flat to the 2012 actuals for this year. The budget for 2013 did include an increase. So for 2014, we're looking to have a decrease of $1 million of the sales tax that's budgeted, which would still represent an increase based on where we believe the 13 actuals will be to the 14 budget.
Supervisor Jersey?
Would you comment on the final statement here? The governor of Wisconsin has indicated that any additional sales tax revenue would be offset by a corresponding decrease in income tax revenue.
Mr. Fudge?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, at the time we were putting the budget together, there was legislation going through the federal government that would have expanded the sales tax, if you will, and so we wanted to take that into account. The governor did indicate that any changes to the sales tax that would increase the collections, he would seek to have the state offset that with a reduction in state shared revenue payments to local governments, to counties that receive the tax. So we didn't certainly want to make any assumption that the sales tax would increase based on possible federal legislation, especially these days. And so we just wanted to point out that we're aware of the issue, but even if it happens and we get more sales tax revenue, there would be a reduction in shared revenue on the back end.
Yeah, and I just appreciate that, but I'm going to make my own comment that everything on the county budget, for the most part, gets put on property taxes. And that is not a good trend to continue. The kind of services we're paying for on property taxes were never intended when property taxes were first initiated. So the governor can make that statement, but he needs to recognize that additional sources of revenues need to be found for county government and the basic services we provide. We can't keep putting things on property taxes. So that's my response to that political question. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Unlike in the last budget considerations, shared taxes, we have reports through September, and always the big jump in sales taxes the end of the year, especially December. So will we get an update on that? Will that make any difference that in the comments we just had?
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, we will get one more month of data before the budget is approved, and I believe the Office of the Comptroller is going to be putting forward a report based
right.
on that.
Okay, we'll get that then. Okay.
That's
Thank
my
you.
Understanding, yes.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you. Madam Clerk, item number three, please.